Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. My sheep hear my voice, says the Lord. I know them, and they follow me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On a certain Sabbath, Jesus went into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man there whose right hand was withered. The scribes and the Pharisees watched him closely to see if he would cure on the Sabbath, so that they might discover a reason to accuse him. But he realized their intentions and said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up and stand here, stand before me." And he rose and stood there. Then Jesus said to them, "I ask you, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than do evil? To save life rather than to destroy it?" Looking around at them, he then said to him, "Stretch out your hands." He did so, and his hand was restored. But they became enraged and discussed together what they might do to Jesus. Gospel of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Why the people against Jesus? Because they're envious. Envious of the power of Jesus. Not only the power of healing, but power of preaching. Jesus has no degree. He wasn't educated in the synagogue or in Holy Name. No. He wasn't taught by the scribes. In a certain sense, he should not preach because he has no license, in a certain sense. They were envious because the people following Jesus. Just one small point. Envy can create kind of powerful destruction in our heart. They want to take Jesus away, means to kill him. Jesus didn't do anything against them. But the power of envy is so great that their eyes were closed. Jesus knows everything. But he continued to do the service. He cured this man with a withered hand. So the Pharisees decided to take away from the crowd. They found him is too much. They are afraid people might gradually follow Jesus and not follow them. We have asked ourselves, do we hear the voice of Jesus? Jesus says, he knows us. But then Jesus also said, they follow me. We have to ask, are we follow Jesus? Only follow ourselves. Naturally, we have to say, we follow God. But from the heart, are there any attachment to ourselves, or any envy things in our heart that we could not accept the other person. Satan is doing all his best to take us away from the Lord. Even a little sentiment, he wants to take it away from us, so that we have low trust, no love for Jesus. Once again, we ask Jesus to give us this, I can say, a special grace that we can follow Jesus on a daily basis, forgetting what will be in the future. But it's important to right now to do the will of God. Either you're listening to your friends or doing cooking in your house. No matter what we're doing, one mind, one heart, Jesus is expecting us to love with this Spirit. Maybe at times we failed. We have to be humble enough to ask Jesus to take us up. Be joyful all the time. Satan is making use of all these little things to make us unhappy. When we are unhappy, then we lose the spirit of peace. Then sometimes we don't find time for prayer because we are disturbed. Of course, on the contrary, we have to pray more. But sometimes, if we are not making a decision to follow Jesus strictly, then we allow this temptation comes around us. Jesus knows all these difficulties. Don't be ashamed to ask this grace. Jesus knows what to do, but just important we entrust ourselves to Him, pray to Him. If we are not strong enough, pray often. You don't have to want to kneel down, but just from our heart, just telling Jesus, Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, thank you for everything that you provide for me.